Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bruce Hornsby in the range, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it, folks? Yeah, it's right. Yeah, it's 7 till the hour. We're almost wrapping it up here this hour with our good friend John Deeney. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of the upcoming book, Hunting in a Farmer's World. I predict it's going to become a very important book. John is the leading manager of the Tab Boards operation in San Antonio, Texas. Give us the websites, John, please.
You can find all my stuff at johnfdeeney.com.
All right.
And where I write about stuff like the article you picked up is Awake at 2 O'Clock. And I don't have to explain that to business.
No, that's right. It's completely intuitive to people like me and the folks are listening there. Hey, John, we're talking about the contagion effect of a bad attitude employee, how it affects an organization. I know a publishing organization that had an editor. And this publishing company was having a tough time as it was making the transition from analog to digital. Mm-hmm. And they had an editor, a chief editor, that was such a toxic employee that they literally watched really smart people who were devoted to the company, even as the company was having a tough time and there was enough reasons to leave just because of what was happening to the company. These people were hanging in there for the company. But they decided to leave because of this person, and the owners of the company did not see it. Even though in exit interviews they were told, they still didn't do anything, and that person's just about taking the company down.
You have to listen to the employees. If you've got a good employee, you know, and they're not going to come to you typically and say, you know, Bob's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and you have to have your antenna up. You have to listen for, oh, well, you know, we don't take things to that department because they never come back. Or, you know, it's a little difficult to work with them. I'll take that project on myself. Or, you know, we can't get team meetings scheduled.
Shouldn't these things pop up, though, in annual reviews and 360 evaluations and things like that?
If you're doing 360s,
tell the audience what a 360 is.
360 is when you do a performance review by asking the people above, below, and to either side of the employee how they work with them or her.
And folks, you know, this is not the kind of thing that small business owners are going to do every year like some big companies do, but you ought to do it every 5 years. Or how about this? If you get an inkling that there's something wrong, do a 360.
Oh, here's a hot tip. I saw this a couple years ago. A stoplight 360. Seriously, the company took all the employees' names and put them across the top of a table and down the side of a table.
Hmm.
So, you know, like an old map book where Albuquerque to San Francisco, right? And then they asked each employee to put red, yellow, or green for their relationship and working with the other employee.
Hmm.
And they were stunned at people that they thought were terrific that came back.
So no words, big discussion, just colors.
Yep, red, yellow, or green. And they had people that they thought were terrific that came back like total red for every other employee in the organization.
Hmm.
It's fast and it works. It's really neat.
Well, and wow, boy, that would be pretty cool. So you're saying say that again, how'd they lay that on the table?
You put all the employees' names across the top.
All right.
And all the employees' names down the side.
Right. Oh, I see.
And then you when you know an employee goes across his line on the side, mm-hmm. you know, John Deeney,
and puts something across for each one at the top,
and just puts red, yellow, or green under each other employee.
Wow. And so how do you probably do something like that digitally too, so people couldn't really see all the voting, but that's a fascinating.
Well, they handed it out the list out individually, describing is their spreadsheet.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, so hand it out. Wow, that's a great idea. I hadn't even thought about that. See, this is why we have you come on the show, John. We get this good stuff from you. Hey, John, I got to wrap it up.
Every 10 years or so,
John F. Deeney.com, D-I-N-I, right?
Yes.
Check it out, folks. And we're looking forward to launching that new book real soon. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next
time. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.